leaving of your salat and fasting as well. I know a lot of the Muslims are going to be fasting. However, which one is more important in the eyes of Allah Azza wa Jal, in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal, fasting or salah? Salah, without a shadow of a doubt. By unanimous agreement. There's no doubt about it. There are a group of scholars that believe and hold that if Muhammad doesn't pray, he's no different to Michael and Mark. He's no different to Michael and Mark. For us elders, right? If Michael walks through the door and he asks for our daughter's hand in marriage, would we give it to Michael? Would we allow Michael and Mark and John and Steve or Stevie to marry our daughters? Why? Because they're non-Muslim, sah? Has everyone heard of Imam Ahmed? Imam Ahmed, rahmatullah alayhi. And many of the scholars who came after him as well, they held the view that if you don't pray, you are no different to Michael, John and Stevie. Meaning you are not a Muslim. Where did they get this from? Did they just bring it out of their own back pockets? قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, العهد الذي بيننا وبينهم الصلاة من تركها فقد كفر. The difference between us and them, who's them? The agnostic, the atheist, the Hindu, the Bindu, the Buddhist. The difference between us and them is the salah. You know how you need to utter the shahada, la ilaha illallah wa ashadu anna Muhammad, ashadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashadu Muhammad Rasulullah. Shahada to come into al-Islam. Many scholars, they say the bare minimum you also have to come with in order to remain someone with faith is the salah. Whoever leaves of the salah, this person has become a disbeliever. I didn't say that the Prophet ﷺ said that. There's also another hadith, إِنَّ بَيْنَ الشِّرْكِ وَالْكُفْرِ تَرْكَ الصَّلَاةِ. That which is between shirk and also kufr, disbelief, is what? Leaving of the salah. It's not a light matter. The companions, if they saw someone not wearing hijab, they said, oh, maybe she's new to Islam. They had excuses for her. If they saw somebody not fasting, oh, maybe he's ill. Maybe he's a traveler. If they say someone not going for Hajj, oh, maybe he doesn't have the financial ability. They had good thoughts of them. They had made excuses for them. They gave them the benefit of the doubt. However, when it came to the salah, as Abdullah ibn Shaqiq al-Uqayli said, كَانُوا لَا يَرَوْنَ شَيْئًا مِنَ الْأَعْمَالِ تَرْكَهُ كُفْرًا غَيْرُ الصَّلَاةِ. They never used to see an action that was abandoned to be kufr, disbelief, other than the salah. They made no excuses for that person. Because whoever can't pray standing up, he has to pray sitting down. You can't pray sitting down, you have to pray lying down. You are never excused from your salah. So now, by the way, I'm not giving a specific answer with regards to that brother. I don't know that brother, right? Generally, is that if one is not praying according to what I just mentioned, then his song wouldn't be valid. He's just tiring himself. He would need to start taking a salah more seriously. As if he's not praying. Okay? And he does it habitually. On a regular basis, leaves off his salah.